July 1st, do good. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 15 to 19. If you should suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. And if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Only Christ was truly righteous, but yet he suffered for our sins. In the wonder of God's design, it was his purpose that Christ suffer for us, and by his suffering save us. Knowing his suffering for us, we can rejoice when we suffer for him. We can't add to his atoning sufferings, because he fully bore our sins when he went to the cross. He suffered for sins once, as in chapter 3, verse 18. But when we suffer, there is a sense in which we share in Christ's sufferings. Made righteous by him, we suffer as the righteous with him. But not all suffering is because of righteousness. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. This last term, a meddler, was someone who wrongly got themselves involved in the lives of others. On the other hand, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed. This is the only time outside of the book of Acts where the term Christian is used. In God's eyes, it is an honour to suffer for Christ. Instead, praise God that you bear that name. We act in Christ's name because we represent Christ to others. We are his ambassadors. For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. Peter's audience might really be wondering what's going on in the world. Why are God's people suffering while most others not? Peter explains that the fire of verse 12, the refining fire, is really a fire of God's judgment. Peter has carefully chosen a word for judgment that doesn't necessarily mean condemnation judgment. This broader term covers judgments that can have either good or bad outcomes, not unlike our word test. God has begun this testing inside the church, but will later move outwards to test those outside the church. This refining fire will leave no one untouched. Christians are being purified and strengthened by it. Sins are being eliminated, and both trust in God and holiness in life are growing. And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? This is Proverbs 11, verse 31, quoted from its Greek version, the Septuagint. The fire of God's holiness is so intense that even the righteous feel the pain of its discipline. The ungodly and the sinner will find it a fire of destruction. What should Christians do? They should continue to do good, holding on to moral purity in their lives, not putting trust in themselves, but commit themselves to their faithful Creator. God will use suffering in the lives of his people to beautify them in his eyes. This is hard but true. Are you suffering? You aren't alone. You have a faithful Creator and can rejoice in the fellowship of a Saviour who has suffered. Remember, the Spirit of glory rests on you when you suffer.